This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 776, part 2, entitled Post-Jobs, Gender Politics? Continuing straight on. The nuclear family arrangement is a disaster for a divorcing father, who often gets financially butchered in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. If his ex-wife is a fluffy, he may be forced to pay her half his wealth and to pay her alimony for the rest of his life and lose custody of his kids in those countries/states which don't have joint custody by default. I consider it likely that nuclear families will probably die out and be replaced by multi-generational, multifaceted families that are set up to optimize well-being for kids and for mothers. The career woman and the career man concept will probably die out as well, since the robots will be doing all the jobs. People will then preoccupy themselves with their hobbies, their interests, amusing themselves and others. Cultural anthropologists have plenty of examples of successful cultures which only work a few hours a day. So the masculist big three will go out the window, as explained above. What remains of masculist doctrine in that case? I think, speaking generally, that women's psychological attitudes towards men will remain. For example, women tend to take responsibility for their own decisions less readily than do men, often blaming men for women's problems. This is typical with monoconscious feminists, brackets that is, those feminists who know nothing of masculist ideas, who have been brainwashed by feminist ideas that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. I think masculism will remain a force in future decades in being used by men to force women to grow up, to take responsibility for their own female lives. Masculists are fed up with monoconscious feminist misandry, when from the masculist viewpoint, women, in brackets, in today's pre-robot, pre-UBI world, close brackets, oppress men worse than vice versa. For example, the big three. But the big three will not survive. So what will masculists still have to complain about regarding women? I think women need to be taught, even in an era of robots and UBI, that women are genetically inferior to men in many respects, which is a masculist message that many feminists don't want to hear, but is nevertheless true, as shown by science. Masculists living in a robot UBI dominated world will need to convince women of this with science-based masculist rhetoric. For example, women lack genius. Women have 10% smaller brains than men. Women are dumber than men by 4 IQ points on average, research shows. In brackets, see the works of Professors Rushton, that's R-U-S-H-T-O-N, and Lynn, L-Y-N-N, close brackets. Women have a 10% lower IQ variance than men, so that women's IQ scores over a whole population are more bunched up than men's, that are more spread up. So the morons and the genii are males. So it's no surprise that women have won a pathetic 4% of science Nobel Prizes and 4% of Fields Medals in math. Women need to become a lot humbler and more grateful to men, since without men, women could not survive 6 months on their own. If, hypothetically, suddenly all the men died, then women would crash back to the Stone Age in 6 months in a massive starvation die-off because they could not run the machines nor perform the services needed to run a modern economy. Women don't build anything, invent anything, create anything. Genius is male. Women raise children. Men build worlds that women parasite off. Without men, women wouldn't survive 6 months. Without women, men wouldn't survive a century. So maskless, living in a robot, UBI-dominated world, we'll still need to teach women humility, to be realistic regarding women's abilities, or the lack of them. Given the existence of the femme mafia, in brackets, that is, the feminist media mafia, that blocks the publication of maskless ideas in the mainstream media, it may take more years for maskless by consciousness to spread to most women than it will take for the robots and UBI to come into being. If so, then maskless will still have a job to do in educating women into maskless thinking if women are to become bi-conscious, brackets, that is, by definition, to learn that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, with women oppressing men as well, and in fact worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible, that last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women, close brackets. Maskless ideas have yet to really penetrate the mainstream media due to the censorship of the femme mafia. But given the rapid rise of the manosphere, brackets, that is, men on the internet talking about men's gender issues, men's lib, a tipping point will probably be reached in only a few years. With such a high proportion of young men refusing to even date young women, millions of young women in their 30s are now manless and are panicking. They are now facing the prospect of being partnerless if they want to have a kid. If they do have a kid without a man, they will have to have a nanny raise it while she is out of the house earning the money to pay for the nanny, which rather destroys the whole point of having the kid in the first place, that is, of having the joy of raising the kid by herself. There are now many dozens of female maskless on the internet preaching to women that monoconscious feminism is a cancer, since it has caused, through its misandry, two-thirds of young men to refuse to even date young women, thus crashing the birth rate and indirectly wiping out whole populations, thus making monoconscious feminism indirectly geocidal, a cancer to be eradicated by converting monoconscious feminists into biconscious feminists by teaching them maskless ideas. Maskers, even maskless in a robot / UBI dominated world, can see clearly that biconscious feminists are a lot nicer for men to be with. Since a biconscious feminist has had her maskless anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by her female maskless anger at women for the worst ways that women oppress men. This makes her a lot nicer for men to be with, so she is much more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend. So she will be happier, since she will have male companionship and penile orgasms. 99.5% of women are heterosexual, so even the most rabid of feminazis is still dependent on men for their sex. Maskless see the eradication of monoconscious feminism as necessary to save humanity from extinction, even if robots are doing all the work. The biconsciousing of society will probably continue after the robots come, after the AI revolution. Brackets, assuming massively intelligent machines don't wipe out humans, close brackets. Even in a robot / UBI dominated world, maskless will keep pushing for the establishment and upkeep of the GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally. Properly in the robot / UBI dominated world, the gender issues that the GECs will deal with will change when robots do all the work and family structures and locations change. But there will still be gender issues to be tackled that the GECs are set up explicitly to handle. A lot of these gender issues have been discussed above. There will certainly be more than have been mentioned above that the GECs will tackle in the future, when society sees clearly the need for the creation of a general bi-consciousness, for the creation of a bi-conscious society. Many of the gender issues dealt with by the GECs will be of a psychological nature as the economic issues die away in an era of the robots and UBI. Women will need to become full adults, pulling their own psychological weight and not keep trashing men for causing all of women's problems, which is a very immature, childish attitude that is typical of monoconscious feminists. Masculism will force women to grow up, to take responsibility for their own lives, to be realistic when it comes to the respective differences in men's and women's abilities. In short, I don't see gender politics dying out. It will certainly be revolutionized by the rise of AI, of robots doing all the work, and by the profound impact of UBI. But I do see the need for gender politics to continue in the era of robots and UBI. The masculism of our grandsons will be different from ours today, but it will still be there. It will take different forms, but it won't go away. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 770 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis, dash London Real. Brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 Maskus videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That is four words. Ciao.